it's important that you should notice this point. I went down the stairs and into the hall, where I found the commissionaire fast asleep in his box, with the kettle boiling furiously upon the spirit lamp. I took off the kettle and blew out the lamp, for the water was spurting over the floor. Then I put out my hand and was about to shake the man, who was still sleeping soundly, when a bell over his head rang loudly, and he woke with a start. "Mr. Phelps, sir," said he, looking at me in bewilderment. "I came down to see if my coffee was ready. I was boiling the kettle when I fell asleep, sir." He looked at me, and then up at the still quivering bell, with an ever-growing astonishment upon his face. "If you was here, sir, then who rang the bell?" he asked. "The bell?" I cried. "What bell is it?" "It's the bell of the room you were working in." A cold hand seemed to close round my heart. Someone, then, was in that room where my precious treaty lay upon the table. I ran frantically up the stair and along the passage. There was no one in the corridors, Mr. Holmes. There was no one in the room. All was exactly as I left it, save only that the papers which had been committed to my care had been taken from the desk on which they lay. The copy was there, and the original was gone.
Holmes sat up in his chair and rubbed his hands. I could see that the problem was entirely to his heart.
"Pray, what did you do then?"
he murmured.